What's up, everybody, and welcome to another Sunday episode. And today we are going to talk about goals, why have goals, and how to set your goals and how to achieve them. I'm joining with my friend Wasim, so let's get right into it. Now, why have goals? Goals are very important for your life so you can know where are you going. If you don't know where are you going, you're just going to be lost in nowhere. You're not going to know where are you going and what you're doing in your life. You're going to be without any direction.
Like you said, without goals, we'll feel lost because we're not going to have any process. And that process is what helps us stay happy in life. It's what, when we achieve something, it's when we really feel happy is when we get results and we become addicted to them.
Just imagine yourself, you're walking the street and without no direction. You're just walking and you're going nowhere. Just going nowhere without no place, no goal. So this is how is your life. I'm going to give you one more example. Imagine there is two teams playing in a field and there is audience. But there is no goal. There's no goalkeepers. And the teams are playing and the audience are going crazy, but there is no goals. There's no goalkeepers. So they're not doing anything. They're just playing. This is same as your life if you don't have any goals. You're just going to be playing around, doing things all around, but you're not really having anywhere to go. You don't have any goals to go. You don't have any place, any specific goal to do.
That's exactly right. It's about having a purpose. Well, if you have your purpose, then you know what you're doing in your life. If not, you're just wasting it without knowing what you're doing. You'll just keep going without knowing what you're even doing.
So goals are the thing that wakes you up every single morning. You gotta have something to wake up for. You gotta have goal to do for the next morning. The goal is what motivates you in the morning. It's what gives you the energy to wake up and go and do the work and just be happy because you already know your direction. You already know where are you going. So what you have to do is basically just put the work and then.
So how can you set goals that are important to you and that drive you every morning and give you energy to do what you want? I'm going to share with you three simple ways, but they're very powerful if you go deep into each one of them. First of all, identify your goals. Know what it is that you want and what you will still want in 15, 20 years from now. Identify it. Second, believe that you can achieve it no matter what. It might take a long time. You might not achieve it today or tomorrow, but believe that you will achieve it. And third, just take the action you need to take. And if you for some reason believe it's impossible, I bet you won't think that when you have your steps broken down. So break down the steps and just go for the next step that you have to take. Don't think about the result. Think about the next step you need to take.
Yeah, it's important to have your why. You have to know why are you setting this goal. Why is this goal very important to you? You gotta know why. If you don't know the why, you're just not gonna feel doing it because it's not gonna be important to you. So you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna put the time and the effort and the work to achieve it.
That's right. And about believing, I think that's important as well. It's just as much as important as the other two because you're not gonna do something you don't believe.
Yes, you have to believe that you can. You have to believe that you can do it no matter what. Because if it's important to you and you wanted to achieve it, you will do whatever it takes to just get to it. Now, you have to take actions. Now, this is the most important thing. Actions are the important. So, idea is useless. Idea is nothing. You have to take the action. Everybody got ideas. Everybody got goals in their mind. But what's the important thing is taking action. You have to execute them. You can't just say I have this goal and I want to achieve it and then you go and sleep and eat stuff and go out with your friends and do shit that you don't want. You have to You have to take action. Action is the most important thing. You have to work for it. You have to hustle. You have to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. It's the same thing. You gotta, if you want to get your goals, you gotta die for it.
You must die before you go to heaven.
That's right.
That's the same thing with taking action. Whatever it is that you want, if you don't not take action on it, it's just a wish.
Now, writing your goals in a paper is very important. And here is why. Because if you put your goal in just your mind, you might forget it. Like it's not going to be like important like if you put it on your mind. You have to write it so you know, cuz the researchers said that if you write your goals down in a piece of paper, you have more chance to achieving them than just keeping them in your mind.
That's right, and it makes sense because on average you probably make about Muhammad. It's very important to have your goals written down and whatever you want because it's probably going to slip off your mind. On an average person in a day gets about 1,000 different thoughts. So if something is really important to you, you should have them down. That increases the chances of you achieving it.
Now, the last thing is how to achieve them, how to achieve your goals. Now, you have to believe that you can. If you don't believe that you can, you will not end up achieving them. And you have to know why are you working like so hard to just doing them? Why are they important to you? If you have to know why are they important to you?
And that's the first thing you should do is, it's one of the first thing you have to do when you're identifying your goal. You should ask yourself why you want it. Why you want it and what it is that you are willing to go through in order to achieve it, because you will go through a lot and there will be a lot of reasons to give up. It's your choice whether you want to take these reasons and give up or keep going.
And the second thing is you have to commit that you have to do it. You must do it. You have to commit that I need to do this goal. Not I want, I need to. I have to. I must do this goal. I must achieve it. If it's very important to you, you will achieve it. You will end up achieving it.
It's a life or death thing.
Yes. And the last thing is you have to put the work. The work is the most important thing. If you're not going to put the work and the effort and the sweat in the thing that you want, you will not achieve it. The work is the most important thing. You got to put the work. You got to die. I want you to believe.
That's not something miracles happen, John.
Yes, I want you to sweat. I want you to get pain. I want you to be in a struggle. I want your life to be suck till you achieve the goal.
It will all be worth it when you achieve it. Trust me, you will not look back at how much you struggled at that time. You'll say that struggle was worth every single thing you got because you truly wanted it before you even started.
Yeah, that's right. Just imagine yourself, you end up achieving it. Like, what would you feel? Wouldn't you feel like very good and happy? So that's why, just imagine yourself that you have achieved the goal.
Will you still be looking back at what you're feeling right now and how hard it is when you already have it? I bet not. So this is basically it. Yeah, you should have your goals because the purpose is what will give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And setting them is very important because that is the whole point. It's setting your goals is what lets you realize what your purpose is.
Yeah, and also believing that you can do it.
And about believing, it's a very powerful thing because you will only do what you believe.
That's right. If you don't believe in and if you don't believe that it's possible and you can, you will end up just saying, I can't do it.
80% of it is in your mind.
That's right. It's all about the mindset. Get your mindset right, baby. Get your mindset right. Don't listen to other people. Do what you want. This is your goal. This is your life. If your goal is very important to you, you have to go and do them. You have to believe that you can. There is nothing impossible in the world. You can do whatever you want. This is your life. Just go and do something. Believe that you can. And what I want you to do, if you want to do it, I think you should because it's important. Tell everybody that you want to achieve this goal. Because if you tell them, you will end up like achieving them. Because you already told them that you want to do that thing.
That's right. Because whenever you think, after you tell people what it is they want to do, when it's going to increase your chances of keep going. And because you're going to think
That's
about
right.
people letting about letting these people down.
Yeah.
And also another thing that's important is you're going to achieve haters. There's going to be a lot of people that won't believe in you.
Yeah.
And I think this is very important because it's what gives you it's what motivates you and gives you the drive to keep going.
Yep, you have to have a haters. Your haters gonna say you gotta stop. This is not for you. You gotta use them as your fuel. Yep, they're gonna say this is not for you. You gotta stop. This is impossible. But what you have to do is not give a damn about them. Yeah, and prove them wrong and work hard for it and achieve them. And then tell them, what's up, dickface? I did it.
Remind them at the end that this is that same dream they called impossible before you achieved it.
That's right. Tell them, do you remember when you told me it's impossible? Now I did it. Now what? This is how it goes. You don't have to listen to anybody. This is your life, not theirs. This is your life. Stop caring about what other people think of you. Stop letting anybody control your life. Stop. Just get quiet inside and just listen to yourself.
That's when you really get happy. Like when you just don't care about what other people think, you're just gonna do whatever the heck you wanna do.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're gonna be happy because you're only doing what you wanna do.
That's a fact. Do whatever you want.
To listening to what people are saying, you're just gonna go with their fucking expectations. And then you only do what they want you to do.
Yeah, that's right. You have to. You just gotta forget all the people. Just forget everybody. No one is gonna care in the end. So just don't let them control your life. This is your life.
No one's gonna give a shit. All they care about is to make you queer right now.
Yeah.
So are you gonna prove them right now or prove them wrong at the end? It's your choice.
Yes, this is it for us today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please just subscribe to my
podcast. Better make something out of it.
Yeah, you have to make something. If you made it to this point, I want you to shut up your phone and then go and achieve your goal. Just go write it down. See what's important to your life. What do you want to achieve? And then write it down. And then shut your phone and shut everything and go work to achieve it. Thank you for watching. I mean, listening. Yeah, same thing.